So your wife has been doing mornings over on Hot 101.5.
Oh, yeah. She just filled in for 2 days while Holly went back home.
And last night, she was in Orlando with all the important people here in the building.
That's correct.
And you were on your own for dinner.
Yeah.
My sources tell me that you went out to eat by yourself, which you'll do from time to time.
It's been a while, but yes, I have no problem doing that.
Yeah, no problem at all.
You don't either?
No.
I mean,
I get to eat what I want to eat. Nobody's ratting me out on my diet.
God, I really wish that I had the strength that you guys did, because damn it.
Look, and when you go to a restaurant by yourself, you can spend more because it's just you.
Right. You don't have to worry about, what app are you getting?
I'm with you on that.
See, I feel so weird when I do it, and it's because I lived over here by myself for the first year that I was doing radio, so every meal I had was by myself.
Maybe you don't like to be alone.
That's exactly it.
I prefer my own company.
Right.
Yeah, there's tons of people who just refuse to eat alone. Tim Clark, one of our friends, will not go anywhere alone. He has to have somebody go with him everywhere he goes.
Well, eating is a very social thing.
Right.
You know, and you bond with people over food and stuff like that, but sometimes you just want to eat by yourself.
And I was in the restaurant industry, and I remember every time I'd see a dude eating by himself, I'd be like, hey, what's up, winner? So I think
you assumed he was a loser.
Right.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why can't a guy eat? Because they assumed I was a loser last night when I went out to eat. They felt sorry for me when I told them, yeah, it's just me. And they started picking up all the silverware and the menus that were at the table and just left one.
I'll eat by myself. I get drunk by myself. Get high by myself. I went to Vegas by myself.
Did you really?
Put myself in a suite and had fun with myself by myself.
Wait, you went to Vegas by yourself?
By myself for 5 days.
That is so badass.
I discovered myself.
I bet you did.
Yeah, after the third day, I discovered that I needed to get drunk to keep from losing more money. So I got drunk until I passed out for 2 days.
Vegas solo.
And I bumped into people I knew.
In Vegas?
Yes.
Man, I wish I could do that. I couldn't even eat by my... I would go to the bars. Like, I wouldn't eat at a restaurant without a bar, because I figured it's okay if you go and sit at the bar by yourself.
I've done that at Outback.
Just sitting at a table.
I love sitting at the bar.
Okay.
Yeah, because then it's almost like, you know, there's stuff going on around you.
Man.
You should try it.
I don't know. When they like, you walk in and the hostess goes, hi, how many? I just have such a hard time going, one.
One.
Hi, just one.
It's tough.
But you get past it.
I did.
You bring a paper with you, a periodical?
No, when I did mornings and I would get out of therapy early out in Clearwater, I'd go eat at Girlsmith alone, and I felt so insecure that I'd bring the Tampa Bay Times, I'd bring a notebook, I'd bring pen, I'd bring all kinds of stuff to make it look like I was working when I really wasn't. I was just sitting there alone.
Right. I have to have something with me so it looks like I'm taking myself out to a business. What do I care?
Movies by yourself?
Yeah.
No, but why?
You're not supposed to talk in the movies anyway. It's a singular experience. Solo.
I hate when people talk in the movies.
Right.
Even people like who I'm with, I don't want them talking in the movie. I wish I could go. The last movie I saw by myself was Cry Freedom, the Steven Biko story, and that was like 1988.
Actually, you did go see a movie by yourself. I don't think you remember this.
Oh?
I don't know what movie it was. It was opening night. You were sitting in a movie by yourself, and I walked in and sat right next to you.
You're right. What was that movie?
I don't know, but you went on your show the next day saying how you were concerned that I was going to talk the whole movie.
Damn it.
And I just say, what's up, Drew? You go, what's up? What are you doing here? So watching the movie. And then I didn't say a word for 2 hours.
I remember that because it was a premiere of something.
I had to hold it back, to be honest with you. I was like, I can't talk because he's going to say that I talked, so I can't say anything.
Man, I tell you, I don't know if it's because I don't want to be alone with my thoughts or if I enjoy the social experience of going out to eat with someone, but I feel so self-conscious going out to eat alone, and it's so stupid.
I think we're the weird ones.
No, I think you guys are the normal ones.
Oh, we're normal.
And I think I'm the friggin' weird one here. So when you went, where'd you go last night?
I went to the Avenue.
All right, so you sit down, and did the server look down at you condescendingly, or...
Well, she actually she walks by and says, hey, Seth, which I totally was floored at that.
Were you wearing a name tag that said, hi, my name is Seth?
No, I was wearing the same, you know, raggedy stuff that I wore to work. And then she came and she sat down at the table and she said, is it just you? And I said, I had all the answers ready to go because they always ask if it's just you. And I said, yeah, my wife's out of town, so I'm trying to, you know, survive on my own. And then I realized that looks like I'm probably trying to pick up the waitress.
Yeah, it
does.
But
I just was telling her the truth. I'm alone because my wife left me to be with all the important people, so I'm out here trying to survive, grabbing a veggie burger.
That's a smooth pickup line.
My wife's out of town. Did you give her a wink when you said that?
No wink. And then she said, oh, I feel sorry for you. I'm so sorry. I don't know if she was being sarcastic or if she really felt sorry for me.
You should have said, hey, and you know, if we did something, she would never know because she's way out of town.
And when I say out of town, I mean all the way to the other end of I-4.
She didn't even have a cell phone with her.
But she sat down and started telling me, oh, I listened to the show today. I heard you guys talk about this. I heard you talk about this. So she was clearly a fan.
My wife's out of town.
Yeah.
What did she said, I'm so sorry?
She said, oh, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
She say, are you all alone, big guy?
No, that was it. And then she asked me if I wanted to drink, and then I felt pressure, like, man, maybe I should start drinking. And then she came back to the table, said, are you going to have anything to drink? I said, no, I don't really drink, and I got to take care of the dogs later. She goes, oh, I do that all the time. She goes, oh, we had this tequila. I said, oh, I don't drink tequila. And she goes, you're not drinking the right kind of tequila. We had a long conversation about that.
Wow.
Then I felt pressure to order an appetizer that I didn't really want because I felt like I should start running up my tab.
Yeah, so you can tip her better.
Because I'm sitting here alone.
Right.
So it was cool. You have to have confidence when you're going somewhere alone. And I decided I'm going to roll up in there alone because I want a veggie burger.
Right.
I sat and watched the Mets Royals game, a rematch of the World Series, played on my phone the whole time, was in and out in 30 minutes, no problem. And it was like $23, gave her a $10 tip.
Okay, that's even creepier.
Why?
$10 tip.
She was a good waitress, right. And she's a fan of the show, so thank you.
46% or so?
I didn't crunch the numbers.
Yikes. $10 tip.
Yeah.
That's big, dude.
That's what I do when I'm alone.
It's making rain on her.
That's how I do it out in St. Pete.
So when she sat down at the table.
Oh, that was cool.
Is it?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Is that like Hooters when they sit down with you and they're like, hey guys, here for a business lunch? Want to watch me hula hoop?
She didn't even know I was alone when she sat down. She sat down and then said, are you alone? Yeah.
She knew.
What does she know?
You were sitting there by yourself.
What if I was waiting for somebody to get out of work at 6:45?
Well, she was going to keep your company until somebody got there.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Hey, Caitlin.
You remember her name?
Yeah. I try to remember names that we might talk about on the radio the next day.
Okay.
Are you going back there tonight?
No.
Is Phoebe back tonight?
No, she's not back for a few days.
Oh, you should totally go back tonight.
I don't want to go back again.
Yeah, just change your shirt.
No, I can't. I don't have the kind of money to overtip another night.
Now every time you go there, she's going to be looking for a 50% tip. I tell you, there are two schools of thought. There is the I'm comfortable enough to go out to eat by myself. And there's the loser like me who's so insecure that I just feel like all the eyes are on me.
When I was walking in there last night, I was thinking about you because I feel like you've made fun of me about this before. And you told me, and servers told me, that if I'm alone, I should sit at the bar and not take up a whole table. But I don't want to sit at the bar, so I took up a whole table last night. And that's why I felt like I should give her a little bit more money on a tip.
Good move.
Yeah, I've never thought about it twice because I've had to move to new cities by myself. So it's kind of, you got to eat.
True.
You know, so I just kind of got used to it.
Man, I tell you, I you guys are probably the normal ones because I'm getting tweets from people saying, Jess Sykes went to London for 10 days by myself last year. It was incredible.
Oh, I would love to do that.
TM, eating by yourself is nice. You appreciate the sound of silence. And then Leanne, I spent 4 days in the Keys by myself. It was great. Hashtag do what I want. Hashtag no rules.
Yes.
That is so great.
Well, you got to do baby steps. You have to go out to eat first before you can go to a foreign land for multiple days.
Okay. All right. I want you to be the hostess, the really cute, like 18-year-old brainless hostess.
Oh, okay. They have brains.
If they were the brains, they'd be the servers, not the hostesses.
That's harsh. All right. Yeah.
Sorry. Just, you know, okay. So I'm walking into the place.
Hey, what's up? Hey, welcome to Seth's. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
Thank you.
What are you, you alone?
Yeah. Is that a problem?
Not at all, baby.
Oh, okay.
Welcome. Come on in.
Thanks. I'd like to get something to eat, please.
Good. I just turned 18 yesterday. How do you feel about that?
Pretty creepy.
Are you Roger from the Roger and JP show? I love that show.
I actually am. I don't get recognized a lot out in public.
Yeah, you sound different than you do on the radio.
Oh, thank you very much. I get that all the time.
So what's it like being alone?
Well, I usually have my partner JP with me. We're going to have a business lunch, but right now I'm all alone.
All right, sit down. Let me clear all these place settings because we're sitting at a table for six and
you're alone. I got to go. I got to get something out of my car.
It's really depressing when they start picking up the menus.
Beats, don't fail me now. I know. Like, they sit you at a four top and then you're like, just me. Because there are Sundays when I'd like to go to brunch by myself when, you know, nobody's doing anything. And I'm like, man, I sure would like to get some brunch, but I don't have anybody to go to brunch with, and I'm not going to go by myself.
As a fan of the show, if I were to see Drew Garabo out at a restaurant alone, I go, man, why is Drew Garabo by himself?
See, that's why right there.
Oh, no, I'm just advocating the devil.
Well, you've always said, as the brunch czar, that brunch is a social activity, so you really can't do brunch on your own.
No, I can't, especially I can't, because then people, like Soul Brother Kevin said, What the hell is Drew Garabo doing eating brunch alone, loser?
To see a guy who talks for a living just kind of sitting there being quiet, that's kind of weird.
Right.
Do you think I looked weird last night?
No, you didn't look weird.
Okay. No, it looks good on you.
Right. She goes, did you just get off the air and come straight here? What am I supposed to do when the show's over?
You get to watch the game in peace. You don't have to worry about not paying attention. Like, the game's on. You want to see it. You don't have to worry about not paying attention to your wife or whatever.
Yeah, and I got to set my fantasy baseball team for the next couple of weeks. Man, I was really locked in.
727-579-1025. Kim, it says you won't eat alone. Are we the weird ones or are we the normal ones, Kim?
I think we're normal.
They're weird for eating by themselves or having the confidence enough to walk into a place without an attachment?
The swag!
Yeah, I think that's just weird.
What's weird about that?
I don't know. I just don't like it. I was glad when I had kids because now I could always take them with me.
Oh, what?
Right. Glad when you had kids. So that was the reason you had kids, so you have dining companions?
No, I said I was glad that I had when I had them. And then have that problem anymore.
That looks lonely.
I was going to say, a lady eating with her kids, that looks even worse.
Well, not even that, but like, even like to go, like you said, someone go to like the Keys and stuff. I would never be able to do that myself.
Yeah.
It's not fun without somebody else.
Well, but you get to do whatever you want. You're not at the whim and the mercy of someone else. You get to do purely you stuff.
Yeah, you don't need someone to co-sign your experience. If you're having a good time, you're having a good time.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Oh,
but I'm more of a people pleaser, so.
All right, Ian. All right. Well, I'm a people pleaser, too, as long as that person's not myself. But thank you very much. I appreciate the call. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
And now with social media, are you really alone when you're on a trip by yourself?
No, because you can post all the pictures and show everyone the wonderful time you're having without them.
And it's cheaper.
It is much cheaper. Cut the cost in half.
I did feel like everybody was staring at me, though.
See, you feel that way when you're alone.
I did, but I didn't care. I just stared at my phone a lot harder, so maybe they would start looking away.
Oh, you're so strong.
Thank you. I feel like it today.
I want to be like you.
A true survivor.
Ryan, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you? We're talking about dining alone, and if it's weird.
It's not weird at all. I tell you, I've been on both sides of that, right? I've been the server serving the person who's alone. I've been the guy who goes to a table by myself. You know, it's not weird. If anything, the server who was talking to Seth yesterday, she was just kind of glad to have a normal conversation with someone. Besides, you know, hey guys, how you doing? What can I get you to drink? And then, you know, having that be the only interaction.
Right, maybe, yeah, that's right. Because if you talk to someone, it's going to make your job go by that much faster. I know that being a board server, that you know, you get to chat, you get to, you know, yuck it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, obviously, it depends on, you know, how busy it is. But you know, like if you go in and. I mean, Seth, I don't know how busy it was last night, but if it was kind of dead, you know, it's a nice little break.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I feel like a hero now.
You're the hero of the dining, of the solo diner.
Nikki, call and see if Caitlin's there. I'm going back tonight.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. On the other side of the coin, Joe, it says you had the worst experience ever dining alone. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, so I went to an IHOP one morning. I actually texted my girlfriend. I was like, hey, you want to go get some breakfast? She's like, no, I'm going to sleep in, so.
All right.
I was very busy that morning, and I'm sitting there alone eating my omelet, and I'm like, this is really weird. I probably should not have done this. It's one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever done.
But why? You were in your own head. What do you care about what other people think? You're by yourself, so it what?
It was delicious. I felt like it was a good time for me, but I just, looking around, I saw everybody with their families. I was like, I miss having somebody here. Yeah, but it was just kind of weird.
You ever go through a drive-thru and get lunch and then eat it in your car by yourself?
All the time, and I've gone to a Burger King and I've eaten that by myself. I think maybe it was just because it was breakfast. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, breakfast seems to be a little more social than everybody else. Maybe because the first meal of the day and then everybody's looking at you like, oh, sleep alone last night, huh, loser?
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
See, these are the things that get in people's heads. Weird people like me and you, Joe. Thanks a lot for the call, dude.
You're welcome. Thanks for the answer.
Yeah, no problem. That's what we do.
Why are you trying to pump him up? That's you. You refuse to go anywhere alone.
I know.
Drew dines alone. Do it once.
I think you should try it.
All right.
Just to see how it feels.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Somewhere really busy.
Okay. Give me the most conspicuous place. I want to jump in the pool and see if I can swim.
That's Saturday morning at noon.
Oh, okay. Well, noon isn't morning, first of all.
Oh, sorry.
Well, see, the food's going to be so good, you won't think about anything else.
And breakfast only cost me $47 if I'm at Dats by myself as opposed to $94.
But you'll probably have to wait to get a table. Then you'll be waiting outside with all the people talking about how their jog was and how they're going to go to the Little League game after.
Okay, let's role play. I'm at Dats. I'm strolling in. There's 150 people in the lobby. There's 800 people on the patio with their dogs.
Who am I?
You're the hostess again.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's up?
Wow, why are you so aggressive with your greeting?
I'm a party of one. I'd like a table.
One?
Yeah. Tell me there's a seat open at the bar and that I can sit there right now.
There's a seat open at the bar and you can sit there right now.
Oh, I have to sit at the bar because I'm a solo diner? No, I'll wait for a table.
That's where we want to put all the losers.
Well, you can call them losers if you want. I call it confident enough to dine by myself, so I'll just go ahead and wait for a table.
Why don't you go over to Dough, get yourself a Fruit Loop donut, and then we'll get back to you.
I'm not that hungry right now, but I know that by the time I get a table 3 hours from now, I'll be famished. So go ahead and put my name on the list. It's Garabo, G-A-R-A-B-O, Garabo.
Right, very aggressive customer.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, why are you so? This is my partner, and he agrees that you're being very aggressive. Yeah.
Seth, can we have a place for him on the patio with the dogs?
I don't want to sit with any dogs, thank you. I'd like to dine with fellow humans inside.
I don't think we can seat parties of one today.
It's G-A-R-A-B-O, Garabo.
Sir, we have the right to refuse service.
I'm emphatic, and you're not going to refuse service based on my sexuality.
What's your sexuality?
I'm really not sure, but you're not going to deny me service based on it.
Because
this is not Mississippi.
I think we're into the same thing, so are you single?
Maybe. Who's asking?
Me.
Sir, you cannot use the ladies' bathroom. I'm sorry.
Jan, you say it is awkward to dine alone.
Oh.
Couldn't agree more. Jesse, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So
Hi.
I have an interesting take, I think. I'm an only child. So when I was a kid, my mom was like, go play outside. I had nobody to play with. I went everywhere alone.
Aww.
So as an adult, I go to breakfast alone, I go to lunch alone, I go to happy hour alone, I work on the road a lot. I find absolutely nothing wrong with it. And
I think,
people who...
Is it an only child thing?
I think it's an only child thing.
I think it could be. Yeah, it definitely could be because I'm really comfortable in my own space. But the people who aren't doing it are missing out because you get to talk to people, you meet all kinds of interesting people. I've met ex-boyfriends that way. I mean...
Met ex-boyfriends that way. It's a very interesting way to put that.
Well,
I grew up with a sister.
And you don't have any competition.
I grew up with a sister, and I would have given anything to be an only child. So I don't know how that comes into play here. But I love your independence, and thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Try eating.
I will. I'll try eating. I'm sorry I hung up so abruptly.
I got a tweet from Timothy that said, I love that Drew on the radio says that Seth Kush gave a creepy 43% tip, yet didn't Drew give $100 to a stripper and she didn't even give him a lap dance? I love that there's people that will tweet me that stuff that I forget about.
A. I was inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
B. She was super hot.
C. Take it back.
I take it back.
I thought it was more than $100.
Let's not get into who left
was
more.
Was it $200?
Yeah, because she had a tattoo of a cat eating pizza.
Was it two?
It was $200. It might have been $300.
It was a cat with pizza around its head.
Okay. How much was it? Two or $300?
Look at the time.
Was that? I gave her $10. She was a great server and listens to the show. $10 well spent.
We were just talking about Seth dining alone last night. And the fact that he announced to his server that his wife was out of town.
All right.
And Nikki, how did you get this phoner that is online for right now? Did you go through a booking agency?
I tried calling the restaurant. She wasn't there, and she randomly called. She was listening.
Interesting. So joining us right now on the phone to give us the insight of Seth's solo dining experience. Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you.
Good. Thanks a lot for A, listening to our show, and then B, calling in when you heard us talking about Seth dining alone.
I turned it on right when you guys started talking about it, so I got real excited.
That's some good timing right there. When Seth was sitting in your station last night, how long did it take before you realized that he was that Seth Kushner from the radio?
He's come in before one other time, and I heard his voice from inside all the way on the front patio. And it's kind of loud, so I could hear him, and I recognized him from the first time, because the first time he came in, I asked him if he was Seth.
Well, that's awful nice. Thank you for listening to our show enough to know what his voice sounds like.
Sorry for being loud the first time.
No, you're fine.
So when you saw him sitting alone yesterday, what was the first thought that you had when you saw a radio stud like Seth sitting by himself?
Well, we weren't really that busy. So I was kind of just excited that, like, someone came in that I could, you know, say hi to and stuff. So that's why I kind of just slid in the seat and said hi to him. Mm. And because when people eat alone, a lot of times they are uncomfortable. So I figured that would make it a little less awkward.
Oh.
Did I look uncomfortable sitting there?
No, not really.
All
but
right.
No one was staring at you either.
I felt like everybody was staring at me.
No, no one was staring at you. But no, you were fine.
So you slid into his seat like so many people slide into my DMs. And how long were you conversing with him before you found out that his wife was out of town last night?
Oh, he pretty much said it right away. I sat down. I said, hey, you by yourself tonight? And he's like, yeah, my wife left me. to go to Orlando, and pretty quickly.
Interesting.
I was just letting her know why I was eating alone.
Oh, sure.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Yeah, I eat alone all the time. I mean,
now, if a guy, Caitlin, that you didn't know threw out within the first 20 seconds of conversation that his wife was out of town, what would you think about that?
It just depends on the tone, how they say it. So if it's more, because the way I feel like by me sitting down, it opens up that you can say stuff like that to me. And it's not going to be flirty. But if he just, you know, threw it out there, hey, my wife's out of town, then I would have been like, oh, that's great for you. What can I get you?
On a scale from zero to condom, with condom being the most creepy, where would you rate the flirtatiousness of Seth saying, hey, my wife's in Orlando?
None. Zero.
All right.
Thank you.
Because in my mind, he's dialing this up onto his iTunes and playing this loud.
I don't even know how to flirt, so.
That's true. And
I can't throw him under the bus. He left me a good tip.
That he did. He paid you for your silence.
Yes.
How many of your tables, percentage-wise, are solo diners?
On a night, like a weeknight like that, we get a lot because that restaurant in particular is around like all the downtown hotels, so. Mm. We get men that come in by themselves all the time because they're on business meetings and stuff.
Man,
so it's not that unusual.
I got you. And what did Seth order?
He got a barbecue burger with a veggie patty and a side salad with balsamic, no mushrooms.
Wow, that she remembers. Still remembers it. That's awesome.
Very memorable order.
I know. It's kind of creepy, but yeah.
Very.
No, it's not. It's a delicious meal. And?
What?
I was feeling naughty last night, so I got some fried green beans.
You did?
Yeah,
I did.
Fried green beans.
You got something
and
fried.
No
alcohol.
Yeah. Were you trying to kind of push some booze on him? Because he doesn't drink a lot.
We had a special going on last night, and since he's by himself, I figured, you know, he might be sad because his wife's gone. Maybe I'll get him to have a cocktail.
It's a good move.
I thought about it.
Yeah? Did you realize that if you had had a cocktail or two at the Avenue, then you'd end up at that bikini bar that is in St. Petersburg?
But no, I just figured I wouldn't want to take my dogs for a walk later, and it was going to be trouble. But I learned all about, she told me I need to, if I drink tequila, I got to drink the George Clooney tequila and not the cheap stuff.
The George Clooney tequila?
Yeah.
That's Amigos.
There's George Clooney tequila?
I didn't know he had tequila.
I've been out of that tequila game for a long time now. Does the George Clooney tequila make an older gentleman look younger and more attractive? Because I'll try it.
It makes everything better.
Oh, all right. I'm going to get some of that George Clooney-ish. Well, thank
it's
you.
Casamigos.
Casamigos. All right. You're on the take. Yep. I see. And is there anything else we should know about Seth's dining experience before we let you go, Caitlin?
No, he was really nice. I wish I could say something terrible about him. But no, he was cool. He's really cool.
Oh, I wish you could say something terrible about him, too.
I don't wish
I
you
know.
Could.
If
well,
Seth-
Drew, you'll have yeah. to come in sometime, and I'll give you a hard time.
Okay, I'll give you one. How about that? Sorry I said that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and continued success at that place that you work at, and thank you.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
All right. What a nice girl.
Yeah, she's a delight.
You could have done much worse.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
How you doing?
Good. It's an honor to be speaking with you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me in.
Well, man, if someone had told me about 15 years ago that I would get to speak to Kurt Loder one day on the radio, I would have probably made a bodily function in my pants.
You have to dream bigger.
Hey, first of all, we're here to talk about The Good, The Bad, and The God-Awful. Great book, and it's 21st Century Movie Reviews. Yesterday on our show, we were kind of going back and forth about a movie debate, and I'm hoping you can kind of help us settle it.
I hope so. What is it?
All right. Two people on the show with me, Seth and Danielle. Seth has not seen Silence of the Lambs. Danielle has not seen Shawshank Redemption. Who needs to see which movie first?
I'm so breathless. I don't know what to say. that's a tough one. You have to go see Silence of the Lambs.
Right?
I mean, it's just such a classic film.
It really is.
All
I
right,
mean,
see, I'll see it now that Kurt Loder said. You were telling me before, that's not good enough. But now that Kurt's telling me, I'll see it.
Oh, that's not nice. But
what's
I mean,
what was more important than seeing the Silence of the Lambs? What were you doing that you just couldn't make it? I don't understand that.
Kurt, I was in like second grade, I think. You know.
Okay.
He was eating paste. That was more important than seeing Silence of the Lambs. But now, you know, when I try to make all these references, put the dog in the basket, you know, he doesn't get any of these, and it's important. But Shawshank Redemption, still a vital film to see too.
Yeah. at any Coen Brothers movie, I think. You can't see every movie. Okay, I understand that. But,
yeah.
You should see Silence of the Lambs and, I suppose, Shawshank Redemption.
All right, I'm on it.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I have to confess to you, as a child of the 80s, I have never seen, and this is probably going to make you judge me very harshly, two films all the way through, Princess Bride and The Goonies. For whatever reason, I have not seen all the way through. Please don't judge me.
I'm afraid I have to, only in one way. You should really try to see The Princess Bride. I mean, it's, there's no shame in missing a movie. There are a lot of movies I haven't seen, but it's such a good film. You know, The Goonies has an audience of which I understand how they feel, but I'm not really that audience.
We're speaking with Kurt Loder about his book, The Good, the Bad, and the God-Awful, 21st Century Movie Reviews.
Kurt, I saw there was a review of Kick-Ass. Now, whenever I try to tell somebody about Kick-Ass, I can never describe it. I just say, hey, it's a fun movie. You just have to check it out. How do you describe that to somebody?
It's like a superhero movie with people who aren't superheroes. Nicolas Cage is finally back doing something really, really good. And it's just, I love that movie. I think they made a bad left turn toward the end when you have sort of a Muppet beat down. But I thought it was so well done. I thought it was really excellent. It was better than the comics, I thought.
Yeah, the book is tremendous, by the way. You and I are on the same page on so many movies. Team America, World Police, got to agree, one of the such a well-made movie, right?
Yeah, it's good. Those guys are great. If you're in New York, you should try to see their Broadway show.
About the Mormons?
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Book of Mormon. Yeah, it's just wonderful. There are things in that show that you've never seen on stage before.
Yeah, I got to check that out. How long did it take you to put together this book? This seems like a very exhaustive effort.
It's more exhausting than I expected. it was stuff that was written over the course of 7 years, winnowed down. So you have to read stuff over and over again. It was much harder than I thought it would be. But you try and pick stuff in certain genres, and you don't want it all to be negative. And so this is the best of what I thought was the best of what I had written over that period. I hope it worked out.
I think it did. We're talking to Kurt Loder about his book, The Good, the Bad, and the God-Awful.
Kurt, what's one of your favorite moments from all your years at MTV?
That's a tough one. That's a tough question out of nowhere. We had the Ramones on once. I thought that was just one of the greatest moments. They were live in the studio, back when they did live stuff in the studio. And that was fabulous. That was very early on, of course. But there it is. I still remember that moment.
Oh, how could you not? I mean, they have so few surviving members, and what an iconic punk rock band for sure.
Yeah.
Take us through the moment when, now you broke the news of Kurt Cobain's death to so many people in our generation. How did you find out about it first, Kurt?
Somebody called me up. Somebody at work called me up, and I forget what time of day it was, but I came running into the studio. I think, like you, when you're sitting in a studio doing something, you probably don't realize what effect you're having on people,
right?
Because you're sitting in a studio. So I know a lot of people were affected by that. It was very sad to hear about him. I mean, I thought it was the end of such a great band. They were so amazing. He was so talented. He had tried to kill himself a few weeks earlier, so
right.
it wasn't a big surprise. But still, you feel this terrible, senseless loss. You know, you just wish he could have done more. And, it's sort of like a hole in time. But I'm glad Dave Grohl is going on to do things. But I think we missed Nirvana. If you didn't see Nirvana, they were just fabulous. They were the Who of their generation, I think.
For sure. And the Dave Grohl thing, did you see that happening? Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I thought he was a talented drummer, but never in a million years did I think he would go on to what he has.
I know. He's so talented, too. He's amazing. And he's still a great drummer when he goes out with Queens of the Stone Age or something. He's fabulous.
Yeah.
He's a really talented guy, and he's one of those, I don't want to say rare people, but he's a really nice guy, which is
rare.
It's always nice to meet somebody in the business that's actually genuinely a nice person.
No doubt. And one final question about the book, The Good, the Bad, and the God-Awful for you, Kurt Loder. Of all the movie watching that you did, what movie stands out more than any other as the biggest piece of crap that you've ever watched?
Gosh, I don't know. I think it would have to be MacGruber from last year, the SNL, the Saturday Night Live skit thing. You probably didn't see this, did you?
No, certainly not.
It's I'm amazed you didn't. Well, it's a Saturday Night Live kind of movie, so beware. But it's just one of the worst movies ever. It's really, really, really bad. And Cop Out with Bruce Willis, Tracy Morgan, unbelievably bad.
How does Lorne Michaels keep making these Saturday Night Live movies? The only one I can think of that I've ever really enjoyed besides Coneheads, fleetingly, was Wayne's World. How does he keep making these movies? Like, it's Pat. Like, horrible, right?
I know. He must be. It's a mystery to me. There's not really an audience for it either. Like, nobody likes him. So, I don't know. I guess he has the power to just get something made. They're made cheap. That helps.
Yeah.
So, if you make a movie really cheap, even if it costs a dollar and you can make $2, you've made 100% profit. So it looks good on the books.
I guess it does. Well, Kurt, it was certainly a pleasure speaking with you, an icon of our generation.
Thank you.
And we wish you luck with the book. Again, it is The Good, the Bad, and the God Awful. Pick it up in bookstores everywhere or online. And keep doing what you do, Kurt.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.